谢谢陈牧师的介绍。
I thank Pastor Chang for his introduction.
也跟他一样啊，恭祝所有的爸爸 Happy Father's Day.
And like him, I want to say to all our fathers, Happy Father's Day.
刚才来的时候，我们做爸爸的都有这个
累啊，花圈花圈。When we came here, all the fathers received the lei.
我以为是圣安教会要送我们每个人去夏威夷度假。
I thought that the church is sending all us to Hawaii for vacation.
自费。
It's a misunderstanding.
Yeah. 我再一次说谢谢，因为在一般教会里面，这些重要的日子都是自己牧师讲道。
I want to thank the church for inviting me because in these days, a lot of churches, the senior pastor will speak on the day.
但是陈牧师很好意，每一次都给我这样的机会。
But Pastor Chen is very good that he has always given me the opportunity and invited me here.
到目前为止还没有人发现说我早上没有戴眼镜。
All of you may have noticed that I didn't wear my eyeglasses this morning.
我本来想说第一个发现的我要送你5块钱，我省起来了。
I was thinking I'm going to give the $5 for the first person who saw this.
做一个小小的见证，就是我两个礼拜前做了这个白内障的手术。
2 weeks ago, I had a cataract surgery.
就是我的左眼。
On my left eye.
很顺利，也很感谢主。
But it went smoothly, I thank God for it.
我们每一次讲到这个手术呢，我们都会怕怕的。
Every time we think about surgery, we're afraid.
我们中间许多长辈都已经做过这个手术。
But many of senior people here, they have already done this.
其实这个手术进步得非常快。
It's a process that have been advanced.
Also advanced,
advanced.
现在的手术是差不多7分钟就做好了。
It only took about 7 minutes.
过去可能长一点。
Maybe it took longer before.
我也顺便介绍一下，也是做一个见证，我的这个眼科医生。
And let me also introduce my eye doctor.
我以前可能有在这里提过。
Maybe I mentioned here before.
我是 Kaiser 的一个会员。
I'm a patient of Kaiser.
那我的眼科医生呢是一个韩国人。
And my eye doctor is Korean.
很年轻的韩国人。
A young Korean.
我当然很喜欢他。
And I like him a lot.
他也很喜欢我。
And he likes me.
那我们其实都彼此知道是跟随耶稣的人。
And we both follow Jesus.
那么差不多去年，好像是去年的时候，还是两年前，我有一次问他说，哎，你暑假了，要不要去度假？
And maybe last year, 2 years ago, I was thinking, hey, it's summer, are you going on vacation?
那么他说要啊，那我说去哪里啊？
And he said, yes, where are you going?
他说我去北韩。
He said, I'm going to North Korea.
我以为你神经病去北韩度假。
I thought, are you crazy going to North Korea?
没有，他说我每年都去北韩。做好几百个、上千个的这个免费的白内障的手术。
But he said I go to Korea, North Korea every year to do surgery on people, cataract surgery on people's eyes.
我非常的感动。
And I was touched.
他今年还是会去。
And this year he will be going.
那么他还告诉我，那我听到他这样讲，我就说。我立刻的问题，我说是不是政府请你去啊
？And when I heard this, I asked, did the government ask you to go?
他说休想啦，
he said, don't think about it.
睡在这个石头的地板上。
I sleep on the a bed of stones.
是有一点的，有相当的危险。
And there's danger.
那我就说我会为你祷告。
So I said to him, I will pray for you.
他说你不要为我祷告。
He says, don't pray for me.
哎呀，哪里有人说不要我们祷告的
？And I was wondering why he didn't want me to pray.
他跟我说。
He told me.
他说在北韩有差不多2000多个这个地下的这个基督徒暗暗的做传福音的工作。
That in North Korea there's 2,000 underground Christians doing missions.
我非常的感动。
I was touched.
没有想到。
I never thought about it.
在这样的环境里面。
That under such circumstances.
有这么多的地下的基督徒做传福音的工作。
That there are so many underground Christians spreading the gospel.
那么他说你要为他们祷告。
So he said, you need to pray for them.
所以他才会说，你不要为我祷告，你为他们祷告。
So he said, don't pray for me, but pray for those Christians there.
那有一次我问他说，那你就是上一次我说你今年要去吗？去。
And then I asked him again 1 year, are you going this year again?
他就问我。
And he asked me,
你要不要去啊？
Do you want to go with me?
我已经怕死了啊。
And I was so scared.
我都不知道怎么回答。
I don't know how to answer him.
对不对？但是我还没有回答以前。我就想到说，我就说， 啊，我已经是老人家了，还去什么地方去
？But before I replied, I was thinking, I'm just an old man. What can I do?
他说你错了。
But he said you're wrong.
这些地下的宣教士
，those missions underground，
啊，他们都是年纪大的人。
They're all senior people.
他跟我说，你知道为什么吗
？And he asked me, do you know why？
啊，我一下子想不出来。
And I can't think of an answer.
他就跟我说
，And he told me，
这些人年纪大。
Those people, even though they're senior,
同时他多讲一句，他说都是你们中国人。
And they said that they're not only senior, but they're also Chinese.
啊，所以他说，因为他们年纪大了。
And because they're senior,
他们其实不怕死。
They're not afraid to die.
他没有讲这句话，他的意思说年纪大了，他们的日子不是很多，所以能够把这一段的日子献出来。给主耶稣用是一件很好的事情。
Because he said that it's good to let God use you, even though you have limited time on earth.
啊，这位医生的在我们那边的开设的这个名声是非常的好。
This doctor has a very good reputation among the Kaiser Network.
我二月的时候就已经要做这个手术。
I was supposed to do my surgery in February.
但是当我打电话跟这个要约时间的时候， But, 他们说你假使要他做手术呢？你要等四个月。
But when I try to make appointment, he said, if you want this doctor, you have to wait for 4 months.
所以他排的很多。
And he scheduled because he has so many patients.
这一次手术的时候，我一进去这个手术房呢，跟这些菲律宾的护士讲菲律宾话。
When I was at the surgery room, I was speaking Filipino with the Philippine nurses.
他们就对我非常好。
And they treated me very well.
所以能够讲多一种语言呢是非常的好。
So it's good to be able to speak another language.
同时其中的这个 lead nurse 就是护士长呢。
And the lead nurse.
他就跑出来。
Came out.
啊，他说你是从 Manila 来的。
He says, are you from Manila?
我说是。
I said, yes.
啊，他说你知道不知道那边有一个迦南中学 Hope Christian High School.
Hey, do you know that there's a Hope Christian
High School in Manila? 我太太跟我们以前都在那边教过书。
And I said, my wife and I, we taught there before.
哦，所以我在那边等一个钟头要手术的时候，很多护士都来爱我，爱得不得了。
So when I was waiting for the surgery for an hour, the nurses,
但是最重要的
bestowed me their love.
这个基督徒的医生
But this Christian doctor
有很好的声誉
has a very good reputation.
所以护士一讲到他
So when the nurses heard him
非常的尊重
They respect him.
我在说我说医生说我这个手术大概七分钟
So doctor said that the surgery will take 7 minutes.
有的护士笑笑说没有了他有的时候只要六分钟就做好了。
Some nurses said sometimes it took only 6 minutes.
另外一个护士说 ，Don't encourage him. 你不要鼓励他，他可能做得更快哦。Don't encourage him.
Other nurses said 不要鼓励他 ，because then he'll do faster.
但是他们好几个护士都说，就是我们英文常常用的一个字，就是说 He is awesome.
But all the nurses agree that he is 很棒。
但是不只是说。医术高明
，But it's not only he has good skills, medical skills.
但是意思说他的为人实在是很好。
But because he has a good character.
我这一次打电话要做我的右眼的时候
，When I call the hospital to schedule my right ear surgery,
我问那个护士一样问我说你要哪一个医生
？So the nurse asked me again, which doctor do you want to perform the surgery?
我就跟他说这个医生的名字。
And I told them the name of my surgeon.
那个听电话的护士也是立刻说这一句。He is awesome.
So the nurse on the phone also said 他很棒。
所以他就是 Dr. Awesome.
所以他的名字是 Dr.
Awesome. 但是我讲这个的原因就是有的时候我们忘记说在许许多多的岗位上面 so, 神的孩子们为他发光是一个很美丽很好的见证。
So we can see that God has placed people in different roles and positions so that they can shine for him.
我们为这个来感谢主。
And we want to thank God for this.
我最后一个小小的报告就是我这一次叫手术很多人都说手术手术手术你会怕起来。
I want to announce that even though I went through surgery and you may be afraid of surgery.
所以我在我住的这个老人城市里面很多人来关心我。
So when, in my senior community, a lot of people came to care for me.
其实是很简单，我第二天早上已经就是一生以来不戴眼镜开车了。
But after the surgery, the second day, I can drive without my eyeglasses.
我是9岁的时候就开始戴眼镜。
I wore glasses when I was 9 years old.
不戴眼镜呢，有一点怕怕。
And I'm feel uncomfortable or afraid if I don't have my eyeglass.
动不动还以为我有一个眼镜，其实已经没有了。
Sometimes I still think I have an eyeglass on me, but I don't.
但是住在这个老人城市 Laguna Woods 里面呢，很多弟兄姊妹关心。
But in the senior community in Laguna Woods, a lot of brothers and sisters care for me.
他们以为我生孩子，所以带很多东西给我吃。
They thought that I just went through labor and brought me a lot of food.
所以我是第一个男人有这个坐月子的经验。
So I'm the first man who has experience with being taken.Care of, like going through labor. But I thank God for all His grace.
再次谢谢你们给我有这个机会来分享这个父亲节的信息。
And I thank you for inviting me to share with you.
我想在这个节日里面。
And in this festival, this day.
所有的节日。
All the festivities, all the festival days.
父亲节有特别特别的重要性。
Now Father's Day has a very important.
特别。
Importance,
特别在今天的美国
especially in today's America.
我今天早上先用一个新闻来讲比较负面的一个小小的提醒
And let me remind you through a news article, negative article.
可能你们有注意到，可能你们没有注意到
Maybe you have noticed it, maybe you didn't.
2017年的父亲节
On Father's Day in 2017,
在美国。
In the entire America,
叫我们要停下来注意的新闻是什么
？What is the news that asks us to stop and pay attention?
庆祝要庆祝。
We need to celebrate.
感谢要感谢。
We need to give thanks.
热闹要热闹。
We need to be raucous.
但是有一个新闻，请大家不要忘记。
But there is a news that you can't forget.
2017年
，In 2017,
在美国的这个整个国家里面，父亲节一个很。重要但是很负面的新闻是什么
What is the news happening in America that's so negative and so
important? 这个人你们看不到他的照片但是有的人看得到就是叫做 Bill Cosby.
You may not know this man on the newspaper.
我们大部分来美国十年以上的人都知道他的名字。
If you came here over 10 years, you probably know him.
他是一个 comedian, 讲笑话演笑剧的人。
He's a comedian.
今年你想一想，在美国的父亲节
，and this year on Father's Day，
这个人在什么二十年前、三十年前被称作 America's Dad。
20 years ago, he was called America's Dad。
你要想一想哦
，think about that。
你要听一听哦
，listen to this。
他在二三十年前。演这个戏叫 The Bill Cosby Show 演家庭演小小的家庭可爱的家庭
20-30 years ago he was in this show and he was a dad in this cute family
请问大家举举手有多多少少看过这个戏的人请你举手
Can you raise your hand if you have seen Bill Cosby Show
很多啊、
oh, all of you have seen it
我们虽然不是全部看
Maybe not all of you have seen it
每个礼拜
But every week
这个秀一出来
When the show appears
大家看
on TV, everybody pay attention.
这个家庭是代表性的家庭
Because this family on TV is representative
里面有很多教导的东西
There's so many teaching
里面有很多教我们好笑但是笑了以后我们就学到做人功课的事情
There are many things that are funny but after you watch it you will learn how to be a person
在那个时候叫做 America's Dad
So then at that time he's called America's Dad People respect him.
他可以说是一个爸爸代表性的爸爸。
He is someone who can represent all fathers.
但是今年
But this year,
在父亲节的时候
During Father's Day,
他受控告
he was,
强奸很多很多的妇女。
He was accused for rape.
在费城刚刚结束
In Philadelphia,
他的这个第一堂的这个审判。
He just went through a trial.
那你假使注意消息就是说第一堂因为陪审团不能达到协议
and because the jurors could not agree
但是还没有完
but the case is not over yet
还会重审
there will be another
你想一想
court, let's think about it
这个代表性的爸爸
this father who represents all fathers
他被控告说强奸五六十个妇人。
He was accused for raping 50 or 60 women.
这不只是一个很惭愧的事情。
It's not only something that's shameful.
这个代表性的爸爸 给我们看出啊，今天啊这个父亲的危机到什么程度。
Now he have made us see what is the crisis that's happening for all fathers in America.
不是说危机要来，危机已经来了。
It's not that the crisis is coming, the crisis is here.
啊，十年前、二十年前，我常常讲父亲节的信息。
In ten years ago, twenty years ago, I've been I've been preaching about Father's Day.
哦，就说危机要来了。
That crisis is coming.
很多很多的社会的真相，叫我们为爸爸的角色不放心。
There's a lot of things happening in society that made us uneasy about the role of a father.
但是现在
But now,
父亲遇到的危机已经来了。
The crisis for all the fathers is here.
Bill Cosby 就是代表这个的最高峰的一个最清楚的一个代表。
And Bill Cosby is a person that can make us see all of that.
所以今天早上我们在这里感谢主说有许许多多的爸爸。
So we thank God that among us there's so many fathers here.
但是在美国整体来看
But in entire America
还是说世界整体来看
Or in the entire world
爸爸今天的角色有很大的困难有很大的问题
The role of a father is being challenged
对是受到很严重的挑战
Being seriously challenged
很好，你们现在有个时钟在那边，我的眼睛又能够看到。
It's good to have a clock in the back.
对，我早上想，我们今天早上在这里用一点时间。
So I'm thinking that I will use some time this morning.
来想念我们已经回天家的爸爸。
To think about our heavenly father.
哦，不是，我们回天家的爸爸。
Oh, to think about our fathers who have passed away and went to heaven.
我们很多人，我们的爸爸已经回天家了。
Many of our earthly fathers have already passed on and went to heaven.
有一些很甜蜜
Some of them,
很好的回忆
But we still have very sweet memories of them.
也有一些不是很好的回忆
We may have also some bad memories.
我们也是想念他们
But we still miss them.
我们今天早上也在这里想念我们中间年老的像我这样的年纪大的人我们做爸爸做祖父到今天为止我们想念这些年老的爸爸祖父们
And when we are getting old we also will think about our grandfathers or who are have passed on
年纪大一点的我们现在活着的这些做爸爸的我们做爸爸的角色已经告一段落了
We have already finished our responsibilities for being a father.
在一些人的生命中间，我们有一些的贡献。
We have already made contributions to the lives of some people.
但是也有一些的遗憾。
But we also have regrets.
但是我们还是感恩。
But we still give thanks.
我们今天早上在父亲节也特别特别的想念在我们中间我们所认识的年轻的爸爸们。
And this morning we also think about the young fathers.
我们中间有不少的年轻的爸爸。
We have fathers here who are young.
我们为你们感谢主。
We thank God for you too.
但是我们也为你们战战兢兢的常常在神的面前求恩典。
But we also are fearful for you and pray for you.
为好的爸爸我们感恩加油。
For all the good fathers, we want to encourage them.
为一些在困难中间的爸爸我们求赦免求饶恕。求第二次的这个有恩典的机会。
For the fathers who are in trouble, we pray for them. We want to ask for forgiveness.
在我们中间也有一些人。
Among us, there are some people.
做了代理爸爸。
Who have been
substitute
dads.
对不对？你本身现在你现在想到你爸爸的角色。你手下的孩子不一定是你亲生的孩子。
Because maybe your children are not your natural born children.
可能是你邻居的一个小孩子。
Maybe it's your neighbor's son.
或者你在教会里面关心某一个的青年人。
Or maybe it's just a young man who you care about.
无意中成为他的一个代表性的爸爸。
And you became a father to him.
在很多教会里面有这样的。男性的角色。
In many churches, there are male role models like that.
这是非常非常重要的角色。
And it's very important model.
今天在美国许许多多的孩子，他们没有在家里没有这个爸爸好的模范。 好的角色可以扮。
There are so many children in America that they don't find that role model in their homes.
包括在我们华人社区里面。
Even in Asian communities.
爸爸太忙了。
The father is so busy.
爸爸太累了。
The father is too tired.
爸爸不知道要做中国爸爸还是美国式的爸爸。
The father don't know how to be a Chinese father or should he be American father.
很多很多的压力。
So much pressure on a father.
啊，这些的孩子们来到教会，找到很有爱心的长辈们来担任。
But when the children came to church, they found someone who can help them like a father.
我为你们感谢主。
And I thank you for that.
我也希望这些有在你们的手下啊，好像鹰手下的小鸟，你能够继续这样一个重要的教导的角色。
And I ask you to continue your work and to teach the children.
所以我们一方面想念我们的爸爸。
So on one side we miss our parents.
不论他们还在还是已经不在了。
Whether they are still here on earth or they have moved on.
一方面我们有机会啊，做爸爸的我们现在还是求神的恩典，继续做好的爸爸。
But on the other side, if you're a father, we ask God to help us to be a better dad.
地上的爸爸，跟妈妈一样，地上的爸爸，地上的妈妈，没有一个十全十美的。
Now, earthly father and mothers, none of you are perfect.
也不需要十全十美。
And you don't need to be perfect.
我再说一次，也不需要十全十美。
Let me say this again. You don't need to be perfect.
你不需要做一个十全十美的爸爸妈妈。
You don't need to be a perfect father.
但是你需要神的恩典做爸爸妈妈。
But you need God's grace to be a father and mother.
你需要神的恩典做爸爸妈妈。
You need God's grace to be good parents.
所以在教会里面，我们看到一些别的人，我们自己在神的话语中间有所学习。是何等何等宝贵的一个机会。
So in church is such a wonderful opportunity that we can learn from one another.
圣经啊，里面有很多教导做爸爸的这个角色。
There are many teachings in the Bible that talk about how to be a good father.
啊，我今天早上用一个很习惯的一个很熟的一个例子来跟大家分享。
And let me give you a very familiar example this morning.
啊，我常常在英文堂讲道。
I have been speaking frequently in English congregations.
我们在英文堂讲到呢，这个讲到的题目呢，加持同一个字母是比较好一点。
It would be best if the topic of all my sermons starts with the same letter.
所以这今天我的英文堂呢是用三个 W.
So I am using three W's to make my point this morning.
Wisdom 就是智慧。第二个是 wait。
Second word, wait.
等候。第三个是 welcome.
And third word, welcome.
其实是有一点勉强。
Maybe it's not quite right, but.
对，not quite right. 但是我为着要有三个 W 帮大家记得呢，我就说出来。
But to help everybody remember with three W's, I'm going to use the word welcome.
但是我早上其实要讲的从这个浪子回头的故事的爸爸呢，我是注重讲老爸的智慧。
Now the story of the prodigal son I'm going to talk about this morning, I'm going to emphasize on the father's wisdom.
有没有想到爸爸有智慧？
Now we didn't know that the father has wisdom.
同意说爸爸有智慧的人，大家说有。
If you agree that fathers have wisdom, can you say yes?
有人要拍手，拍手，爸爸有智慧。
The father has faith.
爸爸有智慧。哎，智慧现在。好像只有教会里面才用这两个字。
Sometimes we only hear the word wisdom in church.
外面讲知识。
Outside people talk about knowledge.
知识越多越好。
The more knowledge you have, the better.
你知识学得越快越好。
If you can learn new knowledge, it's better for you.
但是知识跟智慧很不同。
But knowledge and wisdom are different.
在我们的信仰里面，智慧很重要。
In our faith, wisdom is of utmost importance.
就像所罗门王讲的。
Just what King Solomon have said.
敬畏耶和华是什么？大家说。
The fear of the Lord.
智慧的开端。
Is the beginning of all knowledge.
再来一次，敬畏耶和华是什么？智慧的开端。
Oh, the beginning of all wisdom. To the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
所以智慧是跟神连接在一起。
So having wisdom is to have connection with the Lord.
所以基督徒强调智慧。
So all Christians, we emphasize wisdom.
智慧在人间有，但是不够。
We see wisdom in this world, but it's not enough.
你在你的 iPad 里面没有办法找到智慧。
From your iPad, you won't find wisdom.
iPhone, iPad, 什么 pad 都找不到智慧。
In whatever pad you use, you won't find
wisdom. 智慧很多时候是从经验学过来的。
Because wisdom comes from experience.
智慧很多时候是从失败学过来的。
Because you, through your failures.
智慧很多时候是从受苦学过来的。
Because it's learned through suffering.
这是智慧。
That's wisdom.
今天的社会我们不要这些。
In this world today, society, we don't want.
我们要很多的知识。
We want a lot of knowledge, but we don't want wisdom.
但是早上我们看这个啊，浪子回头的这个爸爸，他就是一个有智慧的老爸。
But the father in the story of prodigal son, he is a wise father.
啊，我带来一个小小的英文的小品，要请 Tony 念完，我用中文来念。啊，你们假使有听过这个呢，每年 Father's Day 都会用出来。你可以听一听这个人他写爸爸的智慧。
I'm going to read an article here in the newspaper that talks about fathers.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Okay. So it says, my father, when I was 4 years old, my daddy can do anything. 5 years old, my daddy knows a whole lot. 6 years old, my dad is smarter than your dad. 8 years old, my dad doesn't know exactly everything. 10 years old, in the olden days when my dad grew up, things were sure different. 12 years old, oh well, naturally dad doesn't know anything about that. He is too old to remember his childhood. 14 years old, don't pay attention to my dad. He is an old-fashioned. 21 years old, him? My lord, he's hopelessly out of date. 25 years old, dad knows a little bit about it. But then he should, because he has been around so long. 30 years old, maybe we should ask dad what he thinks. After all, he's had a lot of experience. 35 years old, I'm not doing a single thing until I talk to dad. 40 years old, I wonder how dad would have handled it. He was so wise and had a world of experience. 50 years old, I'd give anything if dad were here, now so I could talk this over with him. Too bad I didn't appreciate how smart he was. I would have learned a lot from him.
有一些人我们英文已经听懂了，但是很简单的说，这个是一个有趣的一个小小的怎么讲，就是说有一个人在回忆他跟爸爸的关系。
It's a person about a person remembering.
很小的时候。
When he was small.
爸爸是 Superman。
The father 是超人啊，
对不对？他什么都懂。
He knows everything.
对不对啊？
Isn't it right?
小的时候。
When we're small, our father knows everything.
很厉害。
We think our father is so great.
他会打你的爸爸，把他打到地上去哦。
He will win over your dad. He can beat your dad up. And he knows everything.
到 teenager 的时候。
But when we get to teenager,
爸爸只要是给我更多钱就好。
If my dad could give me more money, that would be best.
你慢慢看到啊，别人的爸爸都好像比你的爸爸好。
And you start to see, it seems like other fathers are better than your own.
要是我能够换一个爸爸多好。
If I can just switch my dad with yours.
有没有人要举手？
It would be. Have you ever thought about that? Don't raise your hand.
啊，我也曾经想过。
But I have thought about.
哇，有时候看到别人的爸爸多好啊。
I have thought about other dads. Seems like they are better.
到了我们成年人的时候。
And when we're adults.
开始的时候我们也是不能够接受爸爸有智慧。
At the beginning, we also don't think our father are wise.
我们想到爸爸就是想到老古董。
And we think about our father, we think they're old fashioned.
我们想到爸爸就想到他是固执。
We think they're stubborn.
我们就想说，哎呀，管他吧，这个爸爸就是这样啦。
And we think that, oh, I'm giving up on him. He's just like that.
再等几年他死了，财产都是我的，又怎么样呢？
After he dies, I get all his inheritance.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们中间的人一定会同意下面我会讲的一两件事情。
But brother, sister, I think you all agree with this too.
我想四十岁以后。
I'm saying after you're 40-year-old.
That's you, right? Not yet.
刚刚。
刚刚哦，对不对？
刚刚。
有时候你遇到困难。
When you face a problem.
有时候你面临问题。
When you are being challenged by obstacles.
你会说， 要是老爸在多好。
And you think that, oh, it's my dad is here.
要是我有机会问一问爸爸多好。
If I have a chance to consult him, that will, you know, will be so wonderful.
爸爸，我相信很多人，我已经75岁了。
I'm already 75 years old.
有时候我还是想说，要是我爸爸还在。
And I think if my dad is here, sometimes I think about that.
多好啊！
It will be such a great thing.
不一定说他能够解决我的问题。
Maybe, you know, he can help me.
他就是稳固，像一座山一样。
But he will be like a mountain. 嗯，
但是有的时候我跟他讲的时候，他一定有一些智慧是我没有的。
And when I talk to him, I know that I can learn some wisdom
that I
don't have.
我好想，好想。
I really truly want to.
有一个无条件爱我的爸爸在我身边来帮我想一想，考虑考虑。
That I have a father who loves me unconditionally, who will think for me and to whom I can consult with.
这个浪子的爸爸是一个蛮有智慧的老爸。
And the father in the story here, he is a father who is full of wisdom.
我知道他，你们都知道他故事有两个儿子。
We know in story there's two sons. 嗯，
大明小明。
Son A and son B.
大明小明对不对？
Jim and
John. 两个儿子。
We have two sons and we don't know them.
啊，我们中间几个人，你们的儿子。完全不同的，跟我一样，请你举手。
Oh, if you have two sons are totally different, please raise your hand.
你们的孩子都每个人都好像 cookie cutter 造出来啊。
Are all your sons the same?
对，再来一次，我们中间什么人的孩子们，每一个都不一样的，请你举手。
You have different
举高一点
children with different personalities.
大声说 Hallelujah!
Please raise your hand and say Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! 你不要勉强要叫他们一样。
Don't try to make them the same.
你不要要叫他们来比较。
Don't try to compare them.
你不要叫他们比赛。
Don't try to give them competition.
两个孩子。
Because both kids.
三个孩子。
Or three kids.
四个孩子。
Or four kids.
完全不一样。
It's okay for them to be different.
你想起来。
You think about it.
你会很生气。
You will be maybe angry.
哇，要是三个孩子都一模一样，多好啊。
Maybe you think it will be great to have all the same.
像他们上学校穿校服一样。
Just like they will go to school and wear the same uniform. That's not true.
上帝就是这么奇妙。
That's how miraculous our God is.
上帝就是这么有幽默感。
God is with humor.
所以他给你的孩子都不一样。
So he made all your children different.
这个老爸他有智慧。
And this father, he is wise.
他的两个儿子完全都不一样。
His two sons are totally different.
不只是小小的不同。
Not only...
完全的不一样啊、
It's completely, they're completely different.
但是你看出来
But you can see,
整个浪子回头的故事里面
that in this whole story,
他从来没有埋怨说我这两个儿子怎么不一样呢
He never complained that why my two sons
are different. 他也从来没有说我希望把这个不好的儿子来送到我老婆的肚子里面，再生出来一个跟老大一样的，没有没有。
He never said that. Oh, send the son that I don't like into my wife's womb again.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
天父也是一样。
That's how our heavenly Father treats us.
天父造我们每一个人，大家说不一样。
God make us all different. Can you say that?
大家说好不好？天父造我们怎么样？不一样。跟你旁边的人说，你跟我不一样。
Can you say to the person next to you, you and me are different?
我很高兴你跟我不一样。
And I'm glad that you and me were different.
哎，要是你跟我一样，那就完蛋了。
If you and me are the same, then it's over.
天父造我们都不一样。
Now God made us all different.
都不一样。
We're all different.
有时候可爱，
sometimes,
有时候可憎。
Sometimes we're cute, sometimes we hate each other.
天父造我们每个人不一样。
And God made us all
different. 他爱我们一样。
But the way that he loves us the same,
他爱我们一样。
He loves us all the same.
他爱我们一样。
He loves us all the same.
我们有偏心。
We may have favors.
我们有时候喜欢这一型，不喜欢那一型。
We may prefer sometimes this and that.
很奇妙。
But our Heavenly Father is amazing.
这是智慧。
And he has wisdom.
所以这个老爸的智慧就在于说，他能够接受说他的两个儿子完全不一样。
So the father's wisdom comes from he can accept that his sons are different.
他没有办法如法炮制的教养孩子。
And he cannot teach them the same way.
他我们 大家都知道这个故事，小儿子要钱他就给他钱。
We know that the younger son wants inheritance and he gave him the inheritance.
每次我们看到这个故事，听到这个故事。
When we see the story again,
我每次都讲出喊出那一句话，你们知道 ？What?
And I always say what?
No, you have to do better. What?
What?
No, that's better. One more time.
What? What?
Good. That's better. 有没有可能说儿子来说老爸，你把我的财产给我？他说好啊，我全部给你。
Can a son ask a father for inheritance and father says, "Yeah, I give you everything"?
但是这个老爸，你看他的态度，他的行动。就是表现出他是一个有智慧的爸爸。
But the way that the father acted shows that he is a father wisdom.
他有智慧，所以他遇到危机的时候没有恐慌。
Because he's wise when he's facing a crisis, he didn't freak out.
儿子离家出走。
When his son left the house,
做一个败类。
Became a failure.
羞辱爸爸的名字
，Who put him into shame？
你可以看在这浪子回头的故事里面，爸爸从来没有说他的坏话。
We see that in the entire story, the father did not say anything bad about.
爸爸不断的等 ，wait， 等机会，等儿子回来。
But he just waited until he came back.
做爸爸的
，being a father，
很有耐心。
He is a father of patience.
有的时候 我是没有耐心，我太太比较有耐心，但是爸爸有很多时候有一种特别的耐心，是神智慧加来的耐心。
Sometimes I don't have patience, but God would give us patience.
这个爸爸等待他回儿子回来，不断的在那边等啊等啊等啊。
So this father waited.
所以等待神的作为实现在你的生命里面，这是一个智慧的一个表现。
So waiting for God to work in you, that is a manifestation of wisdom.
我时间不够，但是我讲一个小小的自己的见证给大家听。
Now, let me give you a testimony.
我是菲律宾长大的。
I grew up in Philippines.
你们很多人都知道，我在十八岁的时候给我爸爸赶出来。
You know that I was kicked out of my home by my father when I was
18. 我爸爸不喜欢我做传道人。
Because my father didn't like me to be a preacher.
我爸爸是好人，我爸爸是一个很好的人。
My father is a good person.
Decent, 我很喜欢那个字。
I like to use the word decent.
台湾话高义，
可爱。
高义郎，我爸爸是高义郎。你们中间谁的爸爸是高义郎的，请你举手。
你爸爸如果是可爱的人吗？
他没有 PhD， 他不赚大钱，但是他是什么高义？高义好难拼啊！
哦，老实人。Okay.
老实还不够好，你要住在台湾十年以上，你才知道高义是什么意思。
憨厚吗
？Yeah, decent. 英文是 decent。现在的人不找高义郎。
一个憨厚老实的人。
现在很多时候，你看到一个高义郎，你说他是拱郎。
有时候我们看老实人就觉得他是笨的。
对不对？我爸爸是高义郎，很高义。我爸爸开一个小小的五金店。
My father has五金店。
Hardware store. Right.
Hardware store.
我们很多年没有父子的关系。
But we don't talk to each other for many years.
因为他不接受我来做一个传道。
Because he can't accept that I'm a pastor.
那我在1962年，就是还没有来美国的前两年。
Now in 1962, two years before I came to America.
我有一个礼拜五的晚上。
On Friday night,
我去我们教会的一个青年团契讲道。
I was preaching in a youth ministry.
我记得在马尼拉，我坐马车去那个教会里面讲道。
In Manila, I rode on a horse carriage. 马车。
Oh, caleta, yeah.
Horse carriage.
Horse carriage, yeah.
Oh, okay. To preach.
Right. 我记得我远远看到我爸爸的店啊，火烧。
And from far away, I see that my father's hardware store is burning on fire.
只有北京人知道马尼拉这个火烧的情形。
Only some people here know about that fire.
我们菲律宾这个火烧是出名的。
We're known for fires.
有的时候做生意人做不起来就放火了也可以。
Sometimes people just burn their own store.
我记得火烧。
And I saw the fire.
我要去讲道还是去讲道。
But I still went to preach.
讲道完。
And after I preach,
火还是在烧。
The fire is still burning.
烧更大。
And it was bigger than before.
烧更厉害。
It was bigger than before.
我打电话到家，到我家去。
So I called my home.
我爸爸不听电话，不听我的电话。
My father does not take my phone call.
我跟我妈妈讲。
So I told my mother.
哎、hey, ，我们的电火烧了，你的爸。
The store is burning.
因为我爸爸不在那个火烧的，不在火烧厂里面。
But it's good that my father is not in the store.
我就问妈妈说，爸爸怎么没有来啊
？But I asked mom, why didn't he come to the store? It was
so fire. 我妈妈很好。
My mom is good.
所以他就传达。问我爸爸。
So my mom asked my father.
我们很多人讲话就是这样，通过妈妈，通过妈妈，通过妈妈。
Sometimes we talk to our father through our mother.
我爸爸回答一句话很重要。
And my father's reply.
通过我妈妈。
透过我妈妈。
And then, 我的爸爸就说，他说。我也不是消防员，我去那边做什么用啊
？My father says I'm not a fireman. Why do I can't do anything if I go there?
哎，很有道理啊。
Sounds wise.
他那个时候出来有什么好处啊
？What's the point of going now?
我们在菲律宾这个大火烧的时候，这个救火员一来啊
，When the fire is burning, Philippines,
他是要钱的。
Oh, when the fireman comes, you need to pay him.
每一个水龙头都要钱。
All the water faucets.
几千块钱讲价讨价。
And you have to
haggle. 他才为那个水来救你的烧的地方。
For the price, so they will come and.
我那个时候跑到火场去。
Quench the fire. So I came to the fire site.
我也帮他们找了一个消防员。
And I found a fireman.
我不知道我不记得给他多少钱。
I don't remember how much money I paid him.
他到半夜的时候。
And doing at midnight.
肚子饿了。
He was hungry.
他说他要吃 fried chicken.
He says 他要吃烤鸡。
我记得很清楚。
And I remember that.
我那个时候还很年轻。
And I was still young.
我忘记他要几次的烧鸡。
I forgot how many
fried chicken he wants,
but it's already midnight.
我跑啊！
I was running, running, running.
跑啊！
Running.
跑到那个炸鸡店。
I ran to a fried chicken store.
还记得快关门了。
It was about to close.
我忘记我口袋里的钱哪里来。
I don't even know where I came up with the money.
我当然是穷传道，什么钱都没有。
I was just a poor pastor back then.
但是买了烧鸡。
But I bought the fried chicken, I ran back.
给那个消防员吃。
I gave to the fireman.
他才继续的 fight the fire.
So you continue to 浇水。
后来我爸爸的店的周围，这是真的，我爸爸店的周围。
And then all the stores.
都烧掉了。
Next, near my father's store were all burned down.
听说。
And I heard.
我爸爸四处跟人家讲。
My father told everybody around
上帝保护他这个小店
that God has protected his store.
但是爸爸是会等的人。
But my father is someone who could wait.
这个浪子回头的这个老爸有智慧。
Now this father in the story, he is wise.
他能够等。
He could wait.
你回家看这个故事。
If you go home and read this story,
他在等这个儿子回来。
He was waiting for his son to come back.
他等。
He's waiting.
他等。
He was waiting.
这是老爸的智慧。
That was his wisdom.
他不急。
He's not rushing.
他等的时候，
And while he was waiting,
他的爱心不断的增加。
His love grows, keeps growing.
他等的时候，
And while he was waiting,
他等的时候，他知道上帝跟他一起在等。
He knows that God is waiting with him.
今天早上，
This morning,
我们的天父，
Our heavenly Father,
也在等我们回来。
Is also waiting for us to go home.
我们中间可能早上有的人还没有信耶稣。
Maybe some of you here haven't accepted Christ yet.
他要你回来。
He asked you to come back.
我们中间有的人。
And among us.
我们信了耶稣。
Maybe you have already accepted Christ.
但是我们远离了。
But we have already.
天父在等。
Left, but God is waiting.
天父在等，他能够等。
God is waiting for you, and He can
wait
for you.
回来。
Until you
回来的时候，他欢迎你，他 welcome 你。
And when you come back, he will welcome
这个故事是一个爱的故事。
This is a story about love.
所以这个智慧跟等待跟这个爱是有密切的关系。
So love, waiting, and love is a relationship.
在圣经学者的中间。
Now among all the Christian scholars.
有提出来说那一节圣经十五章二十九节。
That the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
他这个浪子 浪子说，我得罪了天。
Now it's the prodigal son said, I've sinned against heaven.
圣经学者说，原文里面。
Now scholars said in the original text.
这个浪子。
This prodigal son.
还没有讲完那句话。
He hasn't finished his words.
我得罪了天。
That I have sinned against heaven.
可能他只有讲两三个字。
Maybe he just said, I have, you know, the first few words.
爸爸不让他讲完。
The father did not let him finish.
就赦免了他。
Sentence and he
就接受了他。
Forgave him, and he have already loved him.
这是智慧。
And that is wisdom.
今天上帝也是不断地赦免我们。
This morning, God has been forgiven us.
我们的天父永远地在等待我们。
And our heavenly father is waiting for us forever.
所以在父亲节，我们一方面感谢主给我们的 很多很好的爸爸。
So on Father's Day, we thank for all the good fathers.
我们自己也想做一个好的爸爸。
We also want to be a good father ourselves.
我们永远 不会学好像天父这样的一个爸爸。
But we'll never be like our Heavenly Father.
但是在我们的生命里面，我们需要神的恩典帮助我们。
But in our life, we need God's grace.
给我们智慧。
To give us wisdom.
给我们需要等的时候，我们会等。
So that we can wait when we need to wait.
等了以后，我们真的把神的爱带出来，在我们的家庭里面。
And after we wait, we can
生活里面
show God's love to our families, to our in our lives.
我们来一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们有机会称你为天父。
That we have this opportunity to say that you are our Heavenly Father.
我们在地上叫我们爸爸的时候，多么的好听。
And it's such good thing that we can call our earthly fathers.
但是当我们举头称你说是你是我们的阿爸伯，我们的天父的时候，更是可亲。
And when we call you our Abba Father, it's so intimate.
感谢你。
And we thank you.
我们中间许许多多的弟兄都活在天父的拥抱的里面。
There's so many brothers here have been embraced by you.
你天天给我们智慧。
And you give us wisdom every single day.
你天天用耐心等待我们。
And every day you patiently wait for us.
你时时刻刻你的慈爱包围着我们。
And all the time your love and mercy surrounds us.
主啊，你也教我们怎么赦免别人。
And you have taught us how to forgive others.
我们中间或者有的人需要原谅爸爸的。
Maybe among us, there's some who needs to forgive their fathers.
需要饶恕爸爸的。
That need to forgive their fathers.
主啊，你也帮助我们现在这个时候，在你面前说，我愿意饶恕我的爸爸。
Now I ask that you will move our hearts and to say that I'm willing to forgive my father.
主啊，你帮助我们教会里面每一个家庭有爸爸的都是坚坚固固有信仰。这个有神的智慧的好家庭。
And help all our families here have fathers who have firm faith in you.
我们又为美国这个国家里面所有的爸爸来祷告。
And I want to pray for all the fathers in America.
在今天我们所遇到的挑战是比什么时候更严重。
Because the crisis that we're facing is greater than any time.
你帮助我们能够向你来求恩典。
But you help us to turn to you that we can ask for your grace, your mercy.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus, Amen.
Thank you, Amen.